Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For those of you who just heard that news report and you're confused, Trump what? Yeah, just rewarded the left for their violence, apparently. That's how they'll take it. You get violent. Federal agents risk their lives, and Trump rewards them with, okay, well, I'll let the hotel workers and the farm workers stay, but only if they've been breaking the law for a very long time, not just a little bit of time, which is essentially what he said yesterday. That rewards the left. You want more violence? Do that. I'm trying to think, maybe that's what he wants. Maybe he wants more violence because it makes the left look so bad. I was just trying to figure it out yesterday, like, why would you do this? Completely catching his staff flat-footed. Kristi Noem yesterday was just flabbergasted on the air, hit with it by Martha McCallum because Trump had just come out of nowhere with it. Now, there was outrage that broke out on X. This is why I'm updating our news report. And Trump then reversed himself, said, no, they all got to go. They're all going. They're all going. And he put two Truth Social posts out after that. So those of you texting me saying, hey, he's playing 4D chess. No, he's not. That's not 4D chess, not when you reverse yourself in the same day. You haven't fooled anybody. All the left sees is a crack and they want more violence. And they'll do more violence. They feel like, oh, wow, okay. If we get to keep the hotel workers and the farm workers, think how many votes that is. Let me break this down for a minute, okay? Because I'm getting the text, whoa, we don't have enough jobs. Who cares? No. If we need more farm workers because we're doing a great job at deportations. If we need more farm workers, great. You know how you get those? Visas. It's called the law. Agricultural visas. That's what we do. We can always increase the number. We can have that debate. You know what else we can do? We can 100% increase farm equipment like they use in Europe. Just like we are doing with factories in the Big Beautiful Bill. By the way, one of the best parts of the Big Beautiful Bill. 100% immediate expensing farm equipment. Buy some. Folks, when Trump says, oh, the farmers are coming to me and they have illegals they love, 94% of farming is corporate. When he says farmer, you're thinking of a guy on a tractor. No. These are corporate CEOs. They want a better bottom line. And when they say to him, but I've had an illegal for 20 years, what are they saying? Oh, but we love him. He's such a nice guy. I've been breaking the law for 20 years, sir, and I would like to continue. To which Joe Biden said, oh, hell yes. Making Trump no better than Biden. Folks, Biden announced when he took office, no more immigration raids. And that was a green light to hire illegals over Americans so that they could all commit tax fraud together. Because that's what illegal immigration is, primarily. It's a tax fraud scheme. Who does it put the bill on? Us. Why would you hire an American? You're going to have to pay Medicare, Social Security. I mean, no. Hire Jose. And to just stick American taxpayers, the few who can still get jobs, with the bill. And think, once you keep the money, how good your quarterly reports will look. That's what Trump just signed on to. It's evil. It's evil. Now, we've seen these big spectacular immigration raids inside businesses. We have. I've been covering them. How does Trump justify we're going to raid your business and arrest your illegals? And by the way, the management too, go look them up. We've done them in recent weeks, but not, oh, okay, well, so if you are a textile manufacturer, then we'll raid your business. But if you are employing the same illegals in a hotel for their second job, you don't get raided? How's that gonna work? Well, we need the job. Well, get them the visas. Do it legally. Or you're no better than Joe Biden, sir. Sorry, you're not. You're not any better. You are exactly the same. No difference between you. Oh, well, your polling number's a little higher. That's about it. That won't last, by the way. You do this. But I just used the word evil. Am I going too far? No, I was actually inspired by J.D. Vance, who described exactly this situation on Joe Rogan 7 months ago.
2017, 2018, when I was in the private sector, I was at a business conference dinner, and I was seated next to the CEO of one of the largest hotel chains in America. And the guy is going on and on about how much he hates Donald Trump. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Like, why do you hate Donald Trump so much? And he said, well, the reason I hate Donald Trump, he says, is because Donald Trump's border policies have cut down the number of illegal immigrants. And because I can't pay illegal immigrants under the table anymore, I have to pay American workers and they want much higher wages. And I was like, this guy just admitted it. I was like, holy shit, this guy just admitted it.
Now, granted,
that is like straight up monopoly man evil shit that this guy admitted to. And I was like, you know, my wife, who's very apolitical, she was actually at the dinner with me, and she's like, come again? You just said you don't want Americans to get decent wages? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what he said. That's what illegal immigration is for. Depress Americans' wages, and it's also a tax evasion scheme. And it double hurts Americans because we have to pay the bills for the illegals. They get sick, they go to the hospital, they age, whatever. We have to pay for that. And corporate shiny shoes keep the money. You have to pay the taxes. Americans get screwed. So, you know what? If you can't find labor, not my problem. Lobby Trump. We can always increase the visas. We can do this legally. And by the way, if you've been here 20 years as an illegal, why are you more valuable than someone who's been here 8 years? By the way, here's another question. How are we going to find a cutoff? Trump was talking about, well, you know, these illegals been here 20 years. We've got to let them stay. Well, why do we have to, what's the cutoff? If you've been here 12 years, you get to stay, but not if you've been here 10? 8 years? Or are we going to do 7? 9? I just want to know. And is the new standard, okay, you can break the law if you like your illegal. If your illegal has been a likable illegal. And of course you like your illegal. You've been using them to save money by breaking the law. Why he would do this yesterday, I'm glad he reversed himself. By the way, it almost sounds like his administration is reversing himself again this morning. So that would be like 3 positions in less than 24 hours. Folks, and here's the thing, okay? This is what we learned from the last administration. You can get Trump to do the right thing if you keep the pressure on. That's why I'm talking about this today. Doesn't hurt me. It doesn't help me. I could just hose you, tell you he's a great guy. He's fighting a fight, man. Move on, get the ratings. But I don't work that way. It's not who I am. I'll tell you the truth. We have to keep the pressure up on him. That means negative posts. I did a lot of that last night. I was absolutely disgusted. Why? If you don't keep the pressure on him, he'll do amnesty again. He tried last time. The first time he majorly demonized conservatives was because they would not vote with him and the Democrats for his amnesty plan. That plan on paper would have let 4 million stay, would have given 4 million amnesty. But because there was no good way to background check the illegals in terms of how long they'd been here, it was thought the amnesty might have amnesty up to 10 million. Folks, if he had gotten that amnesty with the Democrats that he tried in his first term, I don't think we could have won this election. They'd be voting by now. I don't think we could have won it. I don't think the math works out. Because again, the assumption for the 4 million was that there was only 13 million here. There's not. There's at least 22. We know that from Univision. They did their own marketing survey. In other words, if conservatives, despite him bashing them, didn't stand up and stop him and Chuck Schumer from doing that amnesty, again, we might not have had this win. And you know what other win we might not have had? Sometimes he's just got to be stopped from his worst impulses. He really does. He's a great guy. He's doing a great job, but this can't stand. Okay. And telling yourself Trump knows best, I'll trust him. No, he doesn't always. Look where we are now because he stood strong. The illegal immigrants who are now just immigrants, there are many who have eventually gotten green cards, stayed, that kind of thing. He is rocking it with even immigrants on immigrants.
Immigrant citizens, immigrant voters, foreign-born voters have gone tremendously to the right on this issue in 2024 and 2025 versus where they were in 2020. Closest to or trust more in immigration. You go back to 2020. Democrats, get this, held a 32-point lead on this issue. Immigrant voters were in the Democratic camp. Jump forward to 2024, 2025. Look at that shift, a 40-point shift to the right among immigrant voters. Republicans now lead on this issue by 8 points over Democrats, more so than...
Why would you give that up? So I don't know if he was just talking at the top of his head. By the way, when Kristi Noem got hit with this, you could tell she was uncomfortable because this is a totally new position for the Trump administration out of the clear blue. Kristi Noem was like, our Department of Homeland Security secretary.
We've been, you know, hearing that anyone who's here illegally will be removed because they've broken the law by crossing over. And obviously the president is citing at least one situation where he wants to see a different approach.
I still continue to encourage people to self-deport. Go out there and self-deport when you get
home.
So
Trump's saying, hey, if you're a farm worker, please stay. No, it'd be great. And Kristi Noem's like, no, you still got to self-deport. What a mess. What a mess. I just hope he gets distracted on Iran and they can talk some sense into him. And he can take the kind of beating he took last night on X and reverse himself back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Incredible. This has just been declassified, an Israeli security source revealing the Mossad, so that's the intel arm of the Israeli government. The Mossad built a secret drone base inside of Iran. A drone base inside of Iran ahead of this morning's operation. explosive drones launched from the base targeted ballistic missiles, but ballistic missile launchers. You know what's hilarious? I love this. This headline is, I'm like, oh, I bet. Hezbollah has announced it will not attack Israel, will not launch attacks on Israel, despite the escalating conflict between Iran and Israel. Yeah. It's one of Israel's, I'm sorry, one of Iran's proxies. Hezbollah is like, no, you know what? Dad's cool. No, we're good. No, we're done with Iran. Yeah, those people are so screwed. Yeah, so folks, this just shows you, I mean, if there's an any better indicator out there, I think it's that Iran's done. As far as being, you know, a dangerous force for terror in the world. Meanwhile, and I talked about this over the last couple of days, Donald Trump saying he has always supported keeping the 500,000 Chinese students in America. I did my podcast on that yesterday. I called it America's Humiliation. Because it is, it's humiliation. Given that we just caught the latest Chinese national on Sunday, bringing the latest bioweapon in here with which to decimate our crops and our agricultural industry and maybe our livestock industry. That was just Sunday. We're going to have 500,000 of them in. Trump saying, oh, well, you know, I've always supported that. No, you didn't. You actually posted a Truth Social post 2 weeks ago saying the opposite, that you were going to take the visas. Now, some people say this is a negotiation tactic. But why would Trump renege on it? I've been explaining it all week. Because China has the upper hand in trade. Not Trump's fault. It's because they control the rare earth minerals. And China said, oh, I guess y'all don't want the rare earth minerals then. Yanked them. So we had to trade being infiltrated, spied upon, and, well, bioweapons launched against us. I mean, folks, think what it says for China to send, because you don't get an exit visa to bring a bioweapon here that you don't declare, when by law you have to declare it without the Chinese Communist Party, without the government knowing what you're doing. You don't do that as a Chinese citizen. It doesn't happen. They sent her in the middle of negotiations with a bioweapon. Let that sink in. Why not 6 weeks from now? Why not 6 weeks ago? For maximum humiliation. This is a message to the world. Don't negotiate with Trump. Why? Well, do you need rare earth minerals? We control 70% of the critical ones, up to 90% of some strains of rare earth minerals, depending on which ones we're talking about. So what do we get in this deal? And by the way, it's not a trade deal. I don't know why they keep calling it that. It's basically a terms deal. In other words, we'll stick to these terms while we negotiate. And what they've said, okay, you can have another 6 months of rare earth minerals then. Because we were looking at the automotive industries going into crisis. We were looking at them, you know, maybe idling lines of production as early as July. And not just here, but Europe too, because they're holding them hostage as well. This isn't going to be easy, folks. You can understand what Trump essentially did this week was had to make a decision between our national security and our auto industry. Which one did he want to forfeit? He went with national security for 500, Alex. Gone. Bye-bye. We better tighten up those airports. Because a lot of these Chinese students work in research facilities, and I guess they're going to stay. That's not good. That's how we got COVID. So, and apparently they intend to decimate our agriculture. And folks, this is not a thing that's going to change or that we can get the upper hand on until we can get a hold of those rare earth minerals. Folks, do you realize that Joe Biden put 3 rare earth mineral mines off limits for 20 years? 3. While his son, Hunter Biden, operated a thing called Bohai Harvest. You know what Bohai did? Nothing. But the Chinese Communist Party would cut them in on natural gas projects and rare earth projects. So say they're buying a new mine and they're opening it up and yeah, then Bohai Harvest might get a half a percentage point of the profit. They're brought in as partners, but they don't actually do anything in rare earth mineral mines. Think about that. While Joe Biden puts them off limits here. Yeah, you know what Joe Biden was really? Our first Chinese president. He was our first Chinese president. It's going to take us years to recover from that. Never mind the regulatory hurdles he put in the way. Do you realize now you can go fit? You guys spend 15 years trying to get a rare earth minerals mine approved, and you're still not mining. So the good news is Trump is speeding up the process. The bad news is a lot of it is in the big, beautiful bill. We've dragged our feet on it. And what is happening now? We have to choose. And here's the thing, folks. It's not just the automotive industry. They're just the most, like, the ones who use it at the largest scale. We're talking about our defense industry. We're talking about servers, semiconductors, computer chips, all of it. We're talking about AI. And this is why, and it all makes sense now. When you go back and you look at Trump's first press conference, everybody, you know, expected him to talk about immigration or something, and he's talking about Greenland. And the media mocked him. Like, silly, why? What are you talking about, Greenland? Rare earth minerals, what are you talking about? Well, now we see what he's talking about. But folks, are you getting a taste of a world where China's the lone superpower and they control all the rare earth minerals? Not good. Not good. They just forced Trump to take 500,000 Chinese students. We know damn well they're going to come bearing bioweapons. And we got to let them in. That's what happens when you elect a Democrat like Joe Biden.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, this hurt. New poll shows less than half of Democrats support men in women's sports. Let me read that again. New poll shows less than half of Democrats support men in women's sports. A Gallup poll, by the way, a left-wing polling organization. So you know it's actually worse than what they're reporting. The majority of Democrats now oppose men in women's sports. Now, here's the best part. That represents a 10% drop in Democrat support for males and female sports from the last Gallup poll taken last year. Folks, you just have to stand up to the madness and give people an option. And this is why yesterday, by the way, Tim Walz, remember Tampon Tim? installing tampons in the boys' restroom. Tampon Tim, when yesterday, given an opportunity to explain that a woman can be really anything that he feels or whatever or something, didn't take it. Pretended he had no idea what Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina was asking him. Why? They are too ashamed in the light of day to admit what they stand for.
What is a woman? What is a woman is the question.
I'm not sure I understand the question here.
Well, that.
Okay. What do you want me to say? This is.
I want you to say that a woman like me is an adult human female, that men can't become women. You guys are the party of violence and you're the party erasing women.
He's seen the polling. That's why they don't care what we think. This is about their sheeple. Meanwhile, Ron DeSantis. Oh my gosh. I didn't know they did this in Florida. You know, in these, a lot of these left-wing states, what'll happen is when the protesters surround your car and they, you know, smash it, you have to surrender the car to them and just, you know, hope they don't beat you to death, right? Not in Florida. And by the way, that just happened. The left was outraged that the passenger, the drivers in that car, you've probably seen it in the news, did not just let the protesters destroy the car, let the Democrats do whatever they want. They burn cars, they burn people. Maybe they'll burn people in cars. You never know. If they're mad, you got to go with whatever they want to do. Not in Florida, he says.
And we also have a policy that if you're driving on one of those streets and a mob comes and surrounds your vehicle and threatens you, you have a right to flee for your safety. And so if you drive off and you hit one of these people, that's their fault for impinging on you. You don't have to sit there and just be a sitting duck and let the mob grab you out of your car and drag you through the streets. You have a right to defend yourself in Florida.
That's actually the law. So nice. You don't have to let the Democrat mob hurt or kill you or your car. It's refreshing. We need one of these laws in South Carolina. Meanwhile, Trump has called for the Ayatollah Khomeini, should he live long enough, to make a deal. Because, you know, I guess negotiations are still scheduled for Sunday. I mean, I guess. Assuming we can find the creep. I don't know, does his phone work from inside the bunker? Anyway, Trump just called for Khomeini to make a deal and warns, quote, the next already planned attacks will be even more brutal. Well, they already killed the number one, the number two, number three leaders of that country. So, I mean, I only Khomeini's left. I mean, I heard that I'm Khomeini. I'm going like, you know, five more levels down in the bunker, hoping the Moab can't get me. This is so much fun. These people are so evil. They've been so evil for the longest time. And don't forget, remember they made the mistake, these poor students, of thinking Obama was a good guy. They actually bought the coverage and they came out in the street thinking Obama would back them. He backed the Ayatollahs instead, the mullahs. They got hauled off to prison. Many of these women were raped, brutalized, beaten. Should see the image of the guy hanging from the crane who supported the women's movement. They just didn't want to wear burqas on their heads. They hung him. It's all he wanted. Stood up for women. So you know what? I hope whatever they do to Khomeini, I hope it hurts. I hope it hurts. Because he deserves it. We don't often get to see evil erased from the earth like this, and it feels good. This is a long time coming. Should have come a long time ago. And I think that if we could get rid of this leadership, I really think that Iran could be a viable democracy as it was before the CIA, who thought they knew best in the 50s, overthrew the leader of that country and installed the monarchy because we didn't like the fact that they wanted to nationalize their own oil production facilities and, you know, sell their oil in their own currency. That led to all of this. So much death, so much misery, the worst terrorist state on earth. Again, where did it come from? CIA. Meanwhile, more good news. This is going to hurt too. Senators are now proposing, the U.S. Senate, Republicans, to ban big pharma ads on TV networks. Cool. Maybe next time we can find out that the shot kills you. Like before we have to take it? That'd be cool. By the way, that's not rhetorical. The government actually hid that this shot causes heart attacks and strokes. That's Fox News article. It's actually right here. Anyway, I'm not getting bogged down in that on a Friday. Okay. Meanwhile, so much great news going on. I don't even know where to begin with all of it right now. And I had another one here too. So much great news. Oh, Alex Padilla. That's where I was going. Senator Alex Padilla, who believes that he has the right to get violent if he is, quote, doing oversight. This is the new thing with the Democrats, by the way. If they're doing oversight, they think they have to have the right to get violent. What is oversight? Well, oversight is when you're holding a press conference and you're the director of Homeland Security and Alex Padilla feels that you should stop the press conference and let him scream at you. That's oversight. When he could just make an appointment to come to your office later. When he could tour any facility that he wants if he makes an appointment. These are not hard things. Surprisingly, though, the best response to this, and I'll give him credit when credit's due, he's having a good week, Mike the Knife Johnson, Speaker of the House, nailed this. Padilla tried to charge Noam not once but twice, ignoring security. You can't do that just because you're a Democrat.
The way they treated Senator Padilla today, was that a bridge too far?
I saw the same video, a very brief video that I think many people did. I think the senator's actions, my view is it was wildly inappropriate. You don't charge a sitting cabinet secretary. And everybody can draw their own conclusions. You can see it's a heated debate here.
These people heckling you here, Mr. Speaker?
I'm not going to respond to that. Let me just hold on. Wait just a second. I think the American people can draw their own conclusions. They saw a senator acting like wildly inappropriate. I'll leave it at that.
So. But what about the way he was treated by those agents?
What I saw was agents asking him to quieten down so that the secretary could continue her press conference. He refused to do so. What were they supposed to do? They have to restrain someone who is engaging in that kind of behavior. They moved him out of the room.
To the ground, handcuffed.
A sitting member of Congress should not act like that. It is beneath a member of Congress. It is beneath a U.S. senator. They're supposed to lead by example, and that is not a good example. No. We have to turn the temperature down in this country and not escalate it. The Democrat Party is on the wrong side. They are defending lawbreakers, and now they are acting like lawbreakers themselves.
They said they were oversight.
That's oversight, charging a cabinet secretary in a press conference. I beg to differ. I think the people do as well. I think those actions speak for themselves.
Do you have anything to say about lowering the temperature in the country?
Oh, it's just oversight. When security tells you, and look, he's yelling, I'm a senator. They don't know that. And they said they didn't know that. I'm conducting oversight. I should be able to bum rush the woman, scream at her if I want. No, just because you're a Democrat, you don't get to do that. Doesn't work that way. And by the way, she talked to him later. They exchanged phone numbers. They're going to have a peaceful conversation. Look, he did this knowing he'd get arrested. Why? Because Trump isn't a dictator. For all his flaws and faults, we hit him on him there. He's not a dictator. And they need B-roll video footage that makes it look like he's a dictator. This is how far they have to go to get it. YouTube always knows when I'm in this mood and feeds it to me. I don't know how it does. Algorithms are amazing. They're also kind of terrifying. Unless I'm in a really good mood and I wanted to hear the song and didn't really know it yet. Have you had that experience with YouTube music? My daughter and I, it's what we do together. We stream music. Like I play one, she plays one. And when that happens, it will suggest songs that you might like. And it'll also suggest songs that you've forgotten that you liked. And they always said, we were both like, oh, this is what we want to hear. And how does it know? I don't know. It's really creepy. Can you tell it's already Friday and I've already mentally checked out? I bet you have too. Yeah, you'll be mentally checked out by like 3 p.m. You know what's so funny to me? On Fridays, he'll like, you know, the rest of the week, the rush hour traffic here in the Greenville area, it's always bad. I mean, it starts before 5. But I mean, in rush hour traffic, pick up around 4. People trying to beat it, they'll start going home. On Friday, it starts at like 2. You ever gone out at like 2:30, 3 o'clock on a Friday here, especially if you live, you know, somewhere central, thinking, I'm going to beat rush hour. It's like 2:30 and everybody says, you're in rush hour. You're running home. Because why? You've already mentally checked out. I worked at a radio station once where the boss would go golfing on Friday with his golf buddies. And he would like try to sneak out so like we didn't notice. And He'd be really surreptitious about it. We'd watch him through the window and he'd be like looking around to see if we noticed. And I kid you not, 10 minutes after Barry's car left the parking lot, it was just desolate. Everybody was gone. So everybody was sitting around on Friday watching Barry see when he pulled out of the lot. They'd wait 10 minutes in case he came back for something and then they'd take off too. Yeah, I'd see Upstate on Friday. Anyway, what do we wrap it up with today? This one from Joe Rogan to me, really, I mean, if you want to capture...
What is a woman? Oops.
No, not that. If you want to capture the Democrat Party in really true fascist dictator stuff, not the kind they claim Trump's doing, but like for reals, Joe Rogan, folks, probably clip of the week to me because I'm so passionate about the First Amendment. Joe Rogan, do you remember, made that video where he got COVID, but cured himself in 3 days using ivermectin, no big deal, and zinc, hydroxychloroquine. And he just made a video of it, threw it online. In other words, told the truth about how well those things work. Two presidents called Spotify to get him banned. Two. Both Democrats. Take a listen.
During the worst strain. It was during the Delta where everybody's freaking out. This one's going to kill us all. And I was fine in 3 days. And I made this video. I'm like, I'm sorry, I have to cancel the concert this weekend. You know, I got COVID, but I'm good now. And then I didn't think that was going to be anything. I thought that was just going to be the people that bought tickets to see Dave Chappelle and I in New Orleans. That's all it was going to be. Those folks are going to be upset. I'm sorry. You know, we'll make it up to you. Your tickets still count. That's all I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be like a normal tweet that I put out or a normal Instagram post that I put out. And then all of a sudden, I hear that Neil Young wants me removed from Spotify. I was like, what the f*** is going on? This is crazy. Spotify got calls from two former presidents.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What about?
Oh, yeah.
Did they deplatform? Did you get censored or deplatformed?
No, I grew by 2 million subscribers in a month.
Right.
I did. Because people started listening, because they made it sound like I was this maniac. And they started listening, like, oh, he's really reasonable and pretty humble about all this stuff, just asking questions. And.
Yep. Joe Rogan, y'all. Two presidents. This president's called Spotify. It didn't work, by the way. That was Joe Biden and Barack Obama. Because they didn't want you to know that ivermectin and zinc could cure COVID. They were in literal terror. Folks, if those things were so bad that we needed a shot that it turned out didn't work, but the government was lying about it at the time, why not just make the argument? Just make the argument. Send someone from the CDC out there to say, you know, Joe Rogan's a nice guy, but he's wrong. Here's why. I can answer the question because he was telling the truth and they don't like that. They don't like that at all. Anyway, cool that it backfired on him. Have a wonderful weekend. And I can only hope that your boss leaves by noon so you can leave at 12:05. Have a good time.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.